grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Holy Cross Day, St. John chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Our country is enduring grief upon grief. Grief and still more grief. For only 2 weeks and a day after two school children were shot to death while praying in the Minneapolis church, a young husband and father has been shot to death while speaking at a college in Utah. It's hard to find words when our hearts are burdened with grief upon grief, with grief and still more grief. But as your pastor, I can't escape the obligation to preach the law of God, the gospel of God, as we gather, as we always do on this Lord's Day, to celebrate the holy mysteries of Christ's body and blood. But today it's hard to know where to begin. But having been a very bookish person all my life, I decided to begin with the title of a small book published 49 years ago, a book written by the distinguished philosopher-theologian Dietrich von Hildebrand, who grew up in his parents' villa in that wonderful city of Florence in Italy. His father was Adolf von Hildebrand, a famous sculptor. After his education, von Hildebrand taught for a number of years at the University of Munich until he left Germany when Hitler came to power. When Hildebrand said, "I refuse to live in a country governed by a criminal." He then moved to Austria, but had to flee when the German army marched into Austria because von Hildebrand and a good friend had been publishing a Christian periodical in which they exposed the evils of the so-called Third Reich. And Hitler had already tried to have von Hildebrand assassinated. So after the Anschluss, von Hildebrand fled, and he eventually wound up penniless in New York City, where he then became a professor at Fordham University, where my favorite college professor, Robert Schnabel, had been von Hildebrand's student, and Dr. Schnabel introduced me to von Hildebrand's work, for which I'll always be grateful. Von Hildebrandt was a devout Roman Catholic Christian, but he became more and more alarmed when he saw the developing chaos following the Second Vatican Council. And Von Hildebrandt published three books in which, with typical clarity and erudition, he described the developing chaos. In 1967, he published The Trojan Horse in the City of God. The Trojan Horse in the City of God. 5 years later, he published The Devastated Vineyard, The Devastated Vineyard. And finally, just 2 years before his death, he published a small book, Satan at Work. Satan at Work. My dear friends in Christ, what we are seeing in the world today is Satan at work. Satan is the destroyer. Satan hates God. Satan hates human beings, and Satan wants to destroy human beings here in time and hereafter in eternity. Satan takes malicious pleasure in setting people against one another, in getting people to hate one another. And so too, school children are shot to death in church, and a young father and husband is shot to death while speaking on a college campus, and we are enduring grief upon grief, grief and still more grief. But it isn't just these two killings. We are living in a world where love has become very cheap. Life has become very cheap. Here at home, in our own country, we're plagued with all kinds of violence, including political violence. Mass shootings have become horrifyingly common, which is perhaps scarcely surprising in a country where there are literally more guns than people. And underneath all this violence, and fueling all this violence, there is a veritable epidemic of anger and rage that's made even worse by reckless, irresponsible, incendiary rhetoric. As the Holy Apostle St. James writes, the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire. And when we look beyond our own country, can anybody doubt that life has become very cheap? For more than 2 years now, there's been a terrible civil war in Sudan, where, as a result of that war, the Sudanese population is now facing famine. The unspeakably brutal Russian invasion of Ukraine has been going on for over 3 years now, in which not only have so many Ukrainians been maimed and killed, and their children kidnapped and taken to Russia, but also so many Russian soldiers have needlessly been maimed and killed in Mr. Putin's cunningly named special military operation. In Russia, you dare not speak of a war. You can only speak of a special military operation. And for more than 2 years now, tens of thousands of men, women, and children in Gaza have been traumatized, maimed and killed, and for several months now, in addition to being maimed, traumatized, and killed, they've been deprived of food, and when they do try to get what little food is available, they often get killed trying to do it. In all of this, we see Satan at work. Satan hates human beings. Satan wants to destroy human beings here in time and hereafter in eternity. Satan takes delight in setting people against one another, urging people to hate one another. But Satan doesn't have the last word. Satan doesn't have the last word. Speaking of his crucifixion, Jesus says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world, meaning Satan, shall be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." And today, this 14th day of September, we're celebrating that festival which from ancient times has been called, and is also called in our Synod's German hymnal, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The Exaltation of the Holy Cross, the lifting up of the Holy Cross, the triumph of the Holy Cross. For though Jesus' death looked like a defeat, His death was in fact a victory, the triumph won on the wood of the cross. The second stanza of Paul Gerhardt's wonderful Easter hymn, "Awake My Heart with Gladness," begins with these words: "The foe in triumph shouted," meaning Satan, "the foe in triumph shouted when Christ lay in the tomb, but lo, he now is routed, his boast is turned to gloom." Well, that's wonderful poetry, but it isn't literally true, as my beloved teacher and father in God, Arthur Carl Peepcorn, often said. When night fell on Good Friday, Satan knew he had it. When night fell on Good Friday, Satan knew he'd had it, because though Jesus' death looked like a terrible defeat, it was in fact his triumph, because Jesus' dying words, "It is finished," were no cry of defeat, but a shout of victory. "It is finished," meaning it is accomplished. And if you ask what is finished, what is accomplished, the answer is the victory of love beyond understanding, because when Satan and all the powers of darkness unleashed all their fury on the Lord of love, the Lord of love didn't retaliate, but prayed, "Father, forgive them," and went on loving to the end. And so, dear friends, as we so clearly see all the misery and sorrow of this present world, we need to remember that Jesus won the victory through the cross, and we need to remember what kind of victory that was. Nothing obvious, nothing you could really see with your eyes, nothing glorious and beautiful, as the world regards glory and beauty, only humiliation, shame, weakness, suffering, and agonizing death. And yet, precisely here is the glory of God, the glory that is love beyond all understanding, what no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived. And as with Christ, so with the church, which is Christ's mystical body, because here too, the glory of Christ's mystical body, Christ's holy bride, the church, is hidden under suffering, divisions, error, ambiguity, and the last many absurdities. As Dr. Luther said, the saints are out of sight, the church is hidden under the cross. Yet we know the church is here by the water of baptism, by the preaching of the gospel, by the word of absolution, by the presence of Christ's body and blood, once offered on the wood of the cross, now hidden under the lowly forms of bread and wine. And so on this Holy Cross Day, as we celebrate Christ's triumph on the cross, we join the church of all the ages in saying, "We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your holy resurrection, for by virtue of the cross, joy has come into all the world." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being no one substance.